From NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. A bill limiting the White House's ability to close the detention center at Guantanamo Bay is heading to the president's desk. As NPR's Elsa Chang reports, both Republican-controlled chambers of Congress are determined to block Obama from closing the prison.
The president has promised to close the prison at Guantanamo Bay before he leaves office in 2017. But Congress has once again passed a bill hindering him from doing just that. A measure authorizing more than $600 billion in defense funding has easily cleared both the House and Senate, and it continues a ban on transferring Guantanamo detainees to the U.S. It also prevents them from getting sent to Libya, Syria, Yemen, and Somalia. With more than 100 detainees remaining at the facility, restrictions on Guantanamo transfers make shutting down the military prison much harder. So now it's up to the White House to decide whether it will sign this defense bill into law. Elsa Chang, NPR News, the Capitol.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he had a good meeting with President Obama yesterday and is counting on the U.S. to help maintain Israel's military edge over regional rivals. NPR's Michelle Kellerman says Netanyahu spoke to Jewish groups a day after visiting the White House.
The Israeli Prime Minister seems keen to move on from a period of sharp differences with the Obama administration over the Iran nuclear deal.
America and Israel can and should work together now to ensure Iran complies with the deal, to curb Iran's regional aggression, and to fight Iranian terrorism around the world.
Prime Minister Netanyahu says the U.S. provides, in his words, indispensable aid to Israel, though he also says his country is giving back in other ways, providing the U.S. with intelligence. He's here in Washington to talk about a 10-year military aid package at a time when the Middle East is becoming more dangerous. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
British Prime Minister David Cameron today outlined four areas of change he wants from the European Union. His proposals, ahead of an upcoming in-or-out referendum, include cutting the total burden on business and allowing capital goods and services to flow more freely around the EU. Cameron also says European countries need greater controls to manage the influx of migrants and refugees traveling across the continent.
We do need some additional measures to address wider abuses of the right to free movement within Europe and to reduce the very high flow of people coming to Britain from across all of Europe.
Cameron also wants a red line around national security, declaring it the sole responsibility of individual states. Stocks on Wall Street are trading mixed at this hour. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 18 points at 17,749. The Nasdaq down 11 points. The S&P 500 up 2. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. Former German Chancellor Helmut Schmidt has died at his home in Hamburg at the age of 96 from an infection. NPR's Soraya Sahardi-Nelson reports the popular West German leader was famous for chain-smoking menthol cigarettes and his tough stances in the Cold War against homegrown terrorism.
Helmut Schmidt became chancellor in 1974 and for 8 years shepherded West Germany to become a global economic powerhouse. Many Germans and Western leaders praised him for his toughness toward the former Soviet Union. Even so, his support for U.S. missiles being deployed on German soil eventually cost him his post.
Helmut Schmidt war eine politische Institution.
Chancellor Angela Merkel called Schmidt a German political institution whose opinion and guidance were important to her. And French President François Hollande said Europe had lost a great European. Those sentiments would likely have pleased Schmidt, who spoke in the past with ARD television. The former chancellor said being remembered someday for having done a good job would mean a lot to him. Soraya Sahardi-Nelson, NPR News, Berlin.
A flight attendant strike at Lufthansa may expand tomorrow that would affect all of the German airlines' flights. A union representing flight attendants are calling for its members to walk off the job over a growing dispute about benefits. The strike began Friday at Germany's three main airports, and so far tens of thousands of passengers have been affected by the cancellations. Lufthansa has confirmed that all of its flights from Germany will be affected from 4 a.m. Wednesday until midnight Friday. I'm Windsor Johnston, and you're listening to NPR News in Washington.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.